Pendengar sekalian, Papua Nugini telah mengumumkan penutupan pusat penahanan pencari suaka di Pulau Manus yang digunakan oleh pemerintah Australia untuk mengirimkan para pengungsinya dari Australia. Penutupan itu telah menyebabkan masalah besar bagi pemerintah Australia, terutama menjelang pemilu mendatang. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu. Pusat pemrosesan lepas pantai Pulau Manus dibuka pada tahun 2012 oleh pemerintahan Gillard dan pemerintahan PNG sepakat untuk merubah konstitusinya tentang kebebasan individu supaya pusat itu dapat beroperasi. Perubahan konstitusi itu kini telah ditolak oleh pengadilan tinggi PNG dan mendeklarasikan bahwa pusat penahanan di Pulau Manus adalah ilegal dan harus ditutup. Perdana Menteri PNG Peter O'Neill mengatakan petugasnya akan melakukan pembicaraan dengan pihak Australia menjelang penutupan pusat penampungan itu. Perdana Menteri O'Neill juga meminta agar pemerintah Australia dengan segera menyediakan pengaturan alternatif bagi para pencari suaka yang sedang dalam pemrosesan. Jumlah pencari suaka yang ditahan di Pulau Manus sekitar 900 orang, di mana 500 orang sudah berstatus pengungsi. Pihak PNG mengatakan mereka bersedia menerima yang berstatus pengungsi jika berniat untuk menetap di PNG. Menanggapi masalah ini, Menteri Imigrasi Australia Peter Dutton mengatakan Australia akan mendukung pengembalian para pencari suaka itu ke negara asal mereka dan bagi mereka yang sudah berstatus pengungsi akan dicarikan negara ketiga untuk memukimkan mereka. Dutton bersikeras bahwa pemerintahan Australia tidak akan merubah posisinya dan tidak akan memukimkan para pencari suaka itu di Australia.
The government's position is very clear. That is that we are not going to accept people that have sought to come to our country illegally by boat. They will not settle permanently in our country. And the Supreme Court decision obviously is an issue for the PNG government, but the court decision is binding of course on the PNG government but not on the Australian government. So we will work with the PNG government to look at the situation, to provide what assistance we can, but we are not going to allow people smugglers to get back into business.
Juru bicara pihak oposisi federal Richard Miles mengatakan kepada ABC bahwa Menteri Imigrasi harus segera berunding dengan pihak PNG dan menangani masalah itu dengan lebih serius.
This can't wait for two or three months. Peter Dutton ought to be in Port Moresby right now. This is a country I know reasonably well, and it was very clear to me from the moment that the Supreme Court made its decision that there could be only one place for Peter Dutton, and that was in Port Moresby. Instead, he chose to come to Melbourne to do a press conference where he played politics and was trying to blame Labor.
Pemimpin pihak oposisi Bill Shorten juga mengatakan bahwa pemerintah telah melakukan kesalahan dalam menangani masalah ini.
This is a mess of the government's making, and I absolutely expect Minister Dutton to be in PNG sorting this mess out, and I think it speaks volumes for Prime Minister Turnbull that his own minister has said that Prime Minister Turnbull's known this problem's coming, and yesterday he said that there was no roadmap to deal with it. It's a shambles.
Senator Partai Hijau Sarah Hansen-Yang juga mengatakan bahwa peristiwa ini menunjukkan bahwa kebijakan penahanan lepas pantai telah gagal.
It is absolutely unequivocal that this camp will close, Manus Island is over, and that it is the responsibility of the Australian government to deal with these individuals.
Kelompok pengungsi dan hak asasi manusia menunjukkan reaksi positif terhadap keputusan pengadilan tinggi PNG itu. Pihak Human Rights Commission mengatakan keputusan pengadilan itu dapat menyebabkan Australia rentan terhadap pelanggaran obligasi internasionalnya. Presiden komisi itu, Gillian Triggs, mengatakan keputusan tersebut menunjukkan bahwa kebijakan lepas pantai Australia semakin bertentangan dengan hukum internasional.
Vindicated isn't a word I'm really permitted to use. It's not what we're about. It's not a matter of pride in saying that you know we're right. I just want really the Australian public to understand that Papua New Guinea has a constitutional provision that protects personal liberty. And the liberty of those who are being detained for years without a charge or trial. And we have been making at the Australian Human Rights Commission this point over and over again. It is simply contrary to some of the most basic fundamental principles.
Juru bicara Refugee Council, Paul Power, mengatakan kepada ABC bahwa keputusan itu sangat mengejutkan dan telah menyebabkan pemerintah Australia kebingungan dalam menangani masalah pencari suaka lepas pantainya di Pulau Manus.
it's really going to be in the hands of other governments. If Australia doesn't want, well, there's just over 500 people who've been found to be refugees, and close to a similar number of people, close to 500, who are in various stages of having their cases considered or reviewed. Australia is now in a position where if those people are not to come to Australia, it has to find other governments willing to take them.
Apa yang terjadi terhadap nasib para pencari suaka itu saat ini masih belum diketahui. Beberapa pakar mengatakan bahwa pemerintah Australia akan mencoba untuk menghindari keputusan itu dengan mengubah fasilitas di Pulau Manus menjadi fasilitas terbuka seperti di Nauru. Pengacara Loani Henao bertindak untuk mantan pemimpin oposisi PNG, Balden Namah, yang mengajukan kasus itu mengatakan hanya waktu yang akan menunjukkannya.
As to whether the asylum seekers are going to be transferred back to Australia or back to their home countries or back to Nauru, anywhere else, that's really a matter for both the government of Australia and PNG. One thing is they better begin to demonstrate that they are taking steps to give full effect to the orders of the Supreme Court.
Sementara itu, pengacara yang mewakili para pencari suaka, Ben Lomai, mengatakan beberapa orang pengungsi memenuhi syarat untuk menerima kompensasi dari pemerintahan Australia yang diperkirakan mencapai ratusan ribu dolar.
Under the arrangement, Australian government is obligated to pay for the cost, and that includes the cost of, you know, maintaining the offshore processing here, processing center, including the well-being of the asylum seekers. And in my view, that should also include any other costs, such as the legal cost, you know, compensation claims, etc. If we get the order for compensation, we will be looking at an order to enforce that against the Australian government.